call to order, and before proceeding with any business, Mr. Cook, you have a statement to make.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A public notice of this meeting containing all items on the proposed agenda has been filed in the Office of Secretary of State as required by Chapter 551 Government Code, referred to as the Open Meetings Act. I would like for this fact to be noted in the official record of this meeting. So that everyone will have a chance to address the Commission in an orderly fashion today, we'll follow the following ground rules. An individual wishing to speak... First thing we do is turn off all cell phones and... That'd be one more. All right. An individual wishing to speak for the Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission must first fill out and sign a speaker registration form, which is labeled out here on the table, on the agenda to which you wish, agenda item to which you wish to speak. The chairman is in charge of this meeting, and by law, it is his duty to preserve order, direct the order of the hearing, and recognize persons to be heard. We have sign-up cards, as I mentioned, out here outside for anyone wishing to speak, and the chairman will call names from those cards one at a time. Each person will be allowed to speak from the podium up front here, one at a time. When your name is called, please come to the podium, state your name and who you represent, if anyone other than yourself. You'll also call like an on-deck person, the next person coming up, so that person can be ready. State your position on the agenda item under consideration and add supporting facts that will help the Commission understand your concerns. Please limit your remarks to the specific agenda item under consideration. Each person who would like to address the Commission will have 3 minutes to speak. I'll keep track of time and notify you when your 3 minutes is up on this little device right here. When your time is up, please resume your seat so that others may speak. Your time will be extended if a commissioner has questions for you or if they get into a discussion that won't be counted against you. Statements which are merely argumentative or critical of others will not be tolerated. There's a microphone at the podium, so it is not necessary to raise your voice. I request that you show proper respect for the commissioners as well as other members of the audience. You will not be recognized out of turn by raising your hand or interrupting others. If you have, if you would like to submit written materials to the commission, please give them to Elsa Bosky or Michelle Klaus, who are seated here at my right. Ms. Bosky will pass the written information to the commissioners. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Cook. Next is the approval of minutes from the previous meeting, which has been distributed. Is there a motion for approval?
Second.
All right. Moved by Ramos. Second by Bivens. All right. All in favor, aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Next up is the acceptance of donations. It's also been distributed. Is there a motion for approval?
So
moved by Ramos. Second by Holt. All in favor, aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. All right. Next up, Bob, the service awards and special recognition.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, I appreciate the opportunity at this time in each commission meeting where we recognize folks who have given a lifetime of service in many cases to Texas Parks and Wildlife Department and an opportunity to express our appreciation to them for their professionalism, their commitment, and their accomplishments here at Parks and Wildlife Department. First in our service awards group today is a friend of mine, a gentleman by the name of Danny Swepson in the Wildlife Division from Canyon, Texas, with 35 years of service. Danny is a graduate from Texas A&M University in 1970 and began his Texas Parks and Wildlife Department career in 1972 as a wildlife technician assigned to the East Texas Wildlife Restoration Project in Nacogdoches, where he participated in whitetail deer and endangered species research projects and assisted with the acquisition of both the Angelina Natchez and the North Toledo Bend Wildlife Management Areas. He was promoted to Biologist 1 on the new Non-Game and Endangered Species Project in Austin in January 1974. In this position, he was one of five biologists charged with the development of a statewide threatened and endangered species program for Texas. He transferred to Alpine, Texas in January of 1977 as the Wildlife Region 1 non-game biologist with responsibilities for all non-game research and survey activities in the Trans-Pecos and the Panhandle districts of Texas. Danny transferred to the Trans-Pecos Regulatory District in 1980, where he contributed to surveys and research activities. He served as a manager of the Ocotillo Unit, the Las Palomas Wildlife Management Area along the Rio Grande from 1985 to 1990. Danny was promoted to his current position as Wildlife District Leader for the Panhandle in 1990. He currently supervises 9 staff that are responsible for wildlife surveys, research, technical guidance activities in the 56 Panhandle counties of Texas, and also serves as manager for the Texas State Bison Herd. With 35 years of service, Danny Swepson. Next, from the Law Enforcement Division, Jerry T. Barnes, game warden in Fritch, Texas, with 25 years of service. Now, probably everyone here knows exactly where Fritch, Texas is. Okay, we got one who knows exactly where Fritch, Texas is. Well, Fritch is just a little bit west of Borger on Lake Meredith, and we appreciate him being here today. Jerry began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife in 1982. At his first duty assignment in Navarro County, working commercial fishing on the Trinity River and deer poaching problems on the Chambers Richland Creek bottoms, now known as Richland Creek Reservoir. In 1984, Gary transferred to Hutchinson County, working the Canadian River. Gary has served the Panhandle area and was a major part in the organization of the 5-state Game Warden Association, which includes Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, New Mexico, and Colorado. He served as a president of the 5 states on their 25th anniversary. In 2004 and 2005, Gary worked with the Special Investigations Unit of Texas Parks and Wildlife Law Enforcement Division, which helped bring down a poaching problem of buck deer. Gary helped resolve the deer-dog problems in East Texas and worked the Texas-Mexican border for Homeland Security. Gary was a member of the Hurricane Katrina Law Enforcement Response Team, which was awarded Outstanding Team for the Texas Parks and Wildlife Employee Recognition and Awards Program. Gary was named the Texas Officer of the Year for the Southeastern Fish and Wildlife Association. Now stationed in Hutchinson County with 25 years of service, Game Warden Gary T. Blackie Barnes, and I'll tell you more about that in a minute. Also with 25 years of service in the Law Enforcement Division, Major Robert E. Carlson, Rust, Texas. Robert began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department on January the 5th, 1982, when he entered the 36th Game Warden Training Academy. Upon graduation from the academy on May the 21st, 1982, Robert's first duty station was in Raines County. He transferred to Gregg County on July the 1st, 1984. On September 1, 1996, Robert was promoted to Lieutenant Game Warden at the Game Warden Training Academy. In 1997, Robert was promoted to Captain Game Warden in Law Enforcement Region 3, District 1 at Rusk. In 2002, Robert was promoted to Major Game Warden in the Law Enforcement Region 3, where he currently serves. From February 1, 2003, until April 11, 2003, Robert was tasked with commanding the 30 Game Wardens who were assigned to the Columbia Space Shuttle recovery efforts in East Texas. In August of 2005, Robert jointly supervised ground operations of the first team of Texas Game Wardens who responded to New Orleans for rescue operations in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. A month later, Robert jointly supervised Game Warden operations in East Texas, which provided rescue, recovery, humanitarian aid, and law enforcement support to areas of East Texas devastated by Hurricane Rita. With 25 years of service, Major Robert E. Carlson. from the Law Enforcement Division, Gary Wayne Dugan, Captain in Rust, Texas, with 25 years of service. Gary began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department on January the 2nd, 1982. After graduation from the Game Warden Training Academy, Gary was assigned to Marion County. On March 1, 1987, he transferred to Raines County, where he worked for 14 years. In July of 1999, Gary was awarded Officer of the Year for his efforts in water safety enforcement. On June 1, 2000, Gary was promoted to Lieutenant at the Game Warden Training Academy in Austin. On November 1, 2002, Gary was promoted to Captain in Rust, where he currently works. With 25 years of service, Captain Gary Dugan. Also, with 25 years of service in our Law Enforcement Division, Fred E. Churchill, Captain, College Station, Texas. Fred Churchill began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department on January the 5th, 1982. Upon graduation from the Texas Game Warden Training Academy in May, Fred was assigned to Trinity County. In July of 1984, Fred transferred to Falls County and was stationed there until February of 1987. When he transferred to Williamson County. In May of 1996, Fred transferred to Bell County, and in February 2002, he was promoted to Sergeant Investigator with the newly formed Marine Theft Unit. He helped to get this successful unit off the ground and running. In October of 2003, Fred was promoted to Captain Game Warden in Bryan, District 1, Region 9, where he oversees a 7-county area along with the district office. With 25 years of service, Captain Fred Churchill.
What did I do? Hand out the wrong plaque there, will you? Yeah. Hold on. God, thank you, Fred.
Yeah.
These guys trade name tags and stuff all the time, anyway. One of them undercover deals. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Also from the Law Enforcement Division with 25 years of service, David H. Hurd, Game Warden, Port Lavaca, Texas. David Hurd began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department in June of 1982 in Calhoun County during a period that most people today call the Net Wars. In the mid-1980s, David was involved in planning and implementing the covert operations in which several local residents were convicted in the sale of redfish and trout. From 2004 to 2006, he helped plan and execute another covert operation that targeted illegal fish buyers, which led to 6 arrests. With the diverse population of Calhoun County, David has overcome language barriers to enforce statutes fairly and impartially, while being sensitive to cultural differences. Throughout his tenure with the department, David has earned the respect of local residents with his ethical and professional approach while enforcing gang laws in Calhoun County. He has worked in many community activities, introducing coastal fishing to young persons, including organizing and presenting a kidfish tournament at Port Lavaca City Harbor on Lavaca Bay. His agricultural background has enabled him to relate to landowners, farmers, and other rural residents in the county. In 2004, David was named the CCA Region 4 Game Warden of the Year. In 2005, he assisted rescuing victims of Hurricane Katrina by operating the region's airboat in New Orleans. He also worked in Jefferson and Orange County in the aftermath of Hurricane Rita. His enthusiasm is contagious to others who he works with, as it projects the professionalism that is necessary to earn the respect of our constituents. With 25 years of service, Game Warden David Hurd. y'all just tell David that we said all those nice things about him. All right. From the Law Enforcement Division, Shane A. Moore, Game Warden, Temple, Texas, with 25 years of service. Sean began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department after working as a police officer in the city of Seguin, Texas, in November of 1981. Upon graduation from the Game Warden Academy in May of 1982, his first duty station was in Cameron County, where he worked the bays, Gulf, and Rio Grande River for illegal commercial and sport fishing. In May 1985, he transferred to Bell County. Warden Moore has been instrumental in joint federal and state cases involving raptor trapping, dove baiting, and hunting without consent cases. He has also been involved in a five-year investigation and prosecution leading to boat dealer fraud, forgery, theft, and deception. Sean was the first officer to obtain a personal watercraft from a dealer, which initiated the Personal Watercraft Loaner Program for Water Safety Patrol on Texas waters. In 1984, Sean received the National Water Safety Congress Officer of the Year Award. With 25 years of service, Game Warden Sean Moore. From the Law Enforcement Division, from Buffalo, Texas, Game Warden Dwight L. Myers. Dwight graduated from the 36th Game Warden Academy in May of 1982. He was stationed in Hardin County for 6 years. He transferred to Leon County in December of 1988 and was promoted to Game Warden 4. With 25 years of service, Game Warden Dwight Myers. From the State Parks Division, Milburn Lewis Smart, Manager 1, Tyler, Texas, with 25 years of service. Bill Smart began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department as an hourly employee at Tyler State Park, where he worked from March of 1976 to May of 1977. On April the 14th, 1983, he became a full-time employee at Tyler State Park, working as a Park Ranger 2. He was promoted to lead ranger of maintenance in November of 1985. It was then that he realized that he could be here for the long run, and if he intended to progress, he needed to do more. Bill attended college and worked full-time for the next 4 years, and his efforts paid off. On July the 1st of 1990, he was promoted to assistant manager at Martin Dyes Junior State Park in Jasper, Texas. After 4 years' stint at Martin Dyes, he transferred to Purdish Creek State Park. In February of 2003, Bill was promoted to manager of Tyler State Park. During his tenure with the department, he has assisted with the opening of Martin Creek, Purdish Creek, Lake Pamunkey State Parks, and the opening of the Texas Freshwater Fisheries Center. With 25 years of service, Bill Smart. From the Wildlife Division with 20 years of service, Kathy Boydston began her career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department in December of 1986 as a Clerk 1 in the Comprehensive Planning Branch in the State Parks Division at Austin. She was a recent graduate of Oklahoma State University with a degree in wildlife management, a degree that was inspired by her many camping trips to state parks, wildlife refuges, and wilderness areas, and the 4 summers in high school that she spent building nature trails, cabins, and doing habitat restoration and other operation and maintenance work at a state park in Oklahoma. In 1987, Kathy transferred from the State Parks Division to the Wildlife Division,
where she worked in technical programs, assisting with the Hunter Harvest Surveys, survey design and analysis, during which time she was reclassified from a fish and wildlife technician to a biologist. In 1992, Kathy transferred to the Resource Protection Division to work in the Terrestrial Assessment Program, and worked in that program, which was transferred to the Wildlife Division in 1996, where it became the Wildlife Habitat Assessment Program. In 1999, Kathy was promoted to program leader in that group. During her tenure with the department, this program was expanded to include 7 biologists who review between 1,000 and 2,000 development projects across the state each year. Since 2003, Kathy has been the department contact for wind energy development issues in the state. Some of her greatest achievements are assisting with acquisition of several wetland mitigation banks across the state, development of the mineral recovery guidelines, and effecting change in the federal mining reclamation standards in Texas to support reclamation of abandoned mine lands to benefit bobwhite quail and other grassland birds. With 20 years of service, Kathy Boydson. From the Administrative Resources Division, Sherry Haddock, Purchaser 3, Austin, Texas, with 20 years of service. Sherry began her career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department on December the 1st, 1986, in the Administrative Resource Division in the Finance, Revenue, and Finance Department as an account auditor for the sale of hunting and fishing licenses. On April the 1st, 1996, she transferred to the print shop and copy center as an administrative assistant and purchaser. On September 1, 2003, Sherry transferred to the Communications Division as Administrative Assistant for the Market and Web Services Branch. In March of 2006, she became the purchaser in the Purchasing and Contract section, where she is the Agency Credit Card Coordinator. With 20 years of service, Sherry Haddock. From the State Parks Division, Deidre Heisler, Manager 1, Government Canyon State Natural Area, with 20 years of service. Deidre began her career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department in the State Parks Division on December the 6, 1986, at Guadalupe River State Park. In November of 1997, Deidre was temporarily assigned as the interim manager of Government Canyon State Natural Area for a proposed 2-month period. And she has been there ever since. And I want to tell you, Deidre is one of those people that we would not have Government Canyon were it not for Deidre Heisler. She has contributed to the grassroots effort of opening TPWD's newest state natural area. During her tenure as a state parks employee, Deidre has organized and implemented the annual Upper Guadalupe River cleanup activities for a 10-year period. She has held board of director positions with the Guadalupe River Association, the Water-Oriented Recreation District of Comal County, Friends for Rivers, the San Antonio Advisory Board of the Trust for Public Land, and is the current chairman for the City of San Antonio's Conservation Advisory Board, which is charged with providing input and advice to staff and the City Council regarding the acquisition of sensitive land over the Edwards Aquifer in a $90 million voter-approved sale tax initiative. She is a proud graduate of the State Parks Division Managing Park Operations Training Course, as well as a graduate of the Class 5 of the TPWD's Natural Leaders Program. With 20 years of dedicated, committed, and professional service, Deidre Heisler, Manager of Resident Planning Station.
Thank you.
From the Law Enforcement Division in Garland, Texas, Cindy New began her career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department as a seasonal at Caprock Canyons and Lake Bob Sandlin State Parks. She worked with a force account that helped build Lake Bob Sandlin, Furnace Creek, and Cedar Hill State Parks. While at Cedar Hill State Park, she was promoted to Park Ranger 2. Advancement was available, and she transferred to Matagorda Island as Park Ranger 3, where she obtained her commission as a Park Peace Officer. She eventually returned to Cedar Hill State Park as a full-time Park Peace Officer. In 1997, Cindy transferred to the Law Enforcement Division at the Garland Law Enforcement Office and has been promoted to Administrative Assistant 4. She is currently not serving as a peace officer, but keeps her license current. With 20 years of service, Cindy New. From the State Park Division, John M. Walton, Park Ranger 2, Bastrop, Texas, with 20 years of service. John began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department on December 1, 1986, as a park ranger at Bastrop State Park. In 1990, he was appointed safety officer for the park. During his career with the department, he has assisted with cabin renovations, improved water and wastewater systems, prescribed burns, and films such as Lonesome Dove, Paravaces, and Hope Floats. With 20 years of service, John Walton. Concludes that section. Next, we would like to recognize our corporate sponsors who provide their time and money to make many of our TPWD programs available. Several of those partners are in the audience today, and several of them were with us last night at the screening of the documentary. At this time, I'd like to turn the program over to Dick Davis, Executive Director of the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation, who will introduce these folks and tell you about their work and contributions to conservation. Dick?
Thank you, Bob. Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, I'm here this morning to introduce a couple of those partners and to participate in three presentations. I'm Dick Davis, Executive Director of the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation. As you know, the foundation is the official nonprofit partner of the department. And we found it's much easier to do our jobs if we recruit and work with new and existing conservation partners. On your behalf, we can do our jobs a whole lot better when we do this. Two of those partners are here this morning. Before I came to work for this foundation, I worked for the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, investing federal and private dollars in Texas conservation projects. Since its inception, the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation has awarded 376 grants totaling more than $32 million to conservation organizations in Texas. 26 of those grants went to either the department or the foundation on behalf of the department, and those 26 grants total more than $6.5 million. I'm happy to say that I was involved in a good many of those grants, so when I left the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, I was concerned that momentum would be carried forward, but I need not have worried because the person who took Texas under his wing when I left is Dr. Peter Stengel. Peter is one of the nation's foremost outstanding professional conservationists. He's been with National Fish and Wildlife Foundation for 15 years. And not only was Peter a great mentor to me, he's become a very good friend, and I'm no longer ashamed to say he is the man who turned me into a bird watcher. Peter, if you would join me up here, please. In recognition of the precedent setting and without peer contributions the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation has made to Texas conservation through the years, and for its tremendous support of the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department and Foundation. We are presenting to you this morning a conservation collector's edition of the 1993 Texas Saltwater print and stamp by artist Al Barnes. And now Peter has a presentation and an announcement of his own to make.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you. Good morning. I'm Peter Stembo with National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. It's a pleasure to be here this morning. Chairman Fitzsimmons, distinguished members of the Commission, and Director Cook, it's a great pleasure to be here to thank you in person for all the great things that you and your staff do for conservation. At National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, we've been partners with Texas Parks and Wildlife for more than two decades. And during that time, I've come to recognize that your programs are second to none in this country, and your staff are simply outstanding in their commitment to the resource. And I particularly want to commend you for the programs that you've developed for private landowners and getting them involved in conservation. I think we all realize that the future of conservation is on private lands, and your programs are innovative and highly effective, and we've been very pleased to support them and take your model around the country and share with others. So it's been a great pleasure to be your partner. We look forward to working with you in the future. We're still a little bit resentful that you took Dick Davis from us, but we're getting over it. And I guess to respond to your comment, Dick has made some inroads helping me to be a deer watcher. So I'm trying to expand and do a little bit better myself. One of the key roles that we play at National Fish and Wildlife Foundation is bringing new resources to conservation, new financial resources, which are so critical for all the programs that we do. And we're very pleased this morning to have one of our key partners with us, the Shell Oil Company. For nearly a decade now, Shell has contributed $1 million annually for the Shell Marine Habitat Program, which is a competitive grant program to benefit the resources of the Gulf of Mexico. We have a few photos here, I think, to share with you. Orange button. Great. Shell has been with us for nearly a decade and developed this program as a way to help conserve the resources of the Gulf, where they are a major producer of oil. Over the past decade, we have awarded 38 grants to the state of Texas and your various partners here through the Shell Marine Habitat Program to benefit birds and a wide variety of other wildlife, a lot of projects to protect the coastline that's so important to all of us. Hunters have benefited through programs to benefit game species, native habitats that are so critical to the biological diversity of this state. Shell has been a major supporter of the recovery program for the Kemp's Ridley sea turtle, an endangered sea turtle found only here in the United States in the state of Texas, having some tremendous success with that program. A lot of programs to benefit your fisheries. Education programs, more than 100,000 people have been exposed to education programs about natural resources through the Shell Marine Habitat Program. And we've been able to contribute nearly $8 million all told through this program to benefit the state of Texas. And because we don't like to come empty-handed to these meetings, we brought you something this morning. And to help with that presentation, I'd like to invite Mary Margaret Hamilton, who is Director of Social Investment, and Jamie Cox, who is Head of State Legislative Affairs for Shell, with me this morning. These are the two corporate angels of conservation. We received a proposal from some of your folks a little while ago to do some work down in the Port Arthur area to do habitat restoration, coastal marsh restoration, and we thought it was so good that we have made the largest grant ever to the state of Texas through the Shell Marine Habitat Program for their projects. And I think the folks who applied for this money are here this morning. It's Jim Sutherland, Mike Rizutek, Tucker Slack, and Andrew Peters are here. They told us that it was their understanding that employees who were successful getting grants got to keep 10% of the award. That's why they're all smiling so much. But we have here this morning a check for $287,000 from National Fish and Wildlife Foundation and Shell through the Shell Marine Habitat Program to support the outstanding conservation work that you're doing. And it's our pleasure to make this award to you, gentlemen.
Mary Margaret, if you'll stay up here with me, In addition to the tremendous contribution Shell has made to Texas conservation through the Shell Marine Habitat Program, the company is now one of our new members in our conservation coalition, the Corporate Conservation Coalition. In fact, if you were at the reception last night at the Bullock Museum, you noticed that they are now the underwriting sponsor of the 2007 water documentary, Texas, the State of Springs, which was produced by the department, is going to air across Texas on February the 15th on PBS stations, and it's narrated by Walter Cronkite. We hope this is the beginning of a long and mutually beneficial relationship that will also address a broad spectrum of other conservation needs besides on the Texas Gulf Coast. So, in recognition and appreciation, Bob Cook and I are, and the chairman are pleased to present the Texas Parks and Wildlife Executive Director's Award to Mary Margaret Hamilton and Shell Oil Company. It's a silver sparkle.
Hamilton with Shell Oil Company, and it's a true pleasure to be here today with so many people who are committed to the protection of our wildlife and our environment. Director Cook, Commissioner, Chairman Fitzsimmons, Commissioner Dick, thank you all so much for having me, and what a nice surprise there. Shell is committed to sustainable development, and at Shell, we run our operations with regard to the long-term environmental and social needs of the communities which we live and work. We take this commitment very seriously. In 1998, Shell partnered with National Fish and Wildlife Foundation to address the declining quality of our ecosystem through the Shell Marine Habitat Program. And it's through the Shell Marine Habitat Program that our relationship with Texas Parks and Wildlife was first developed. Since then, as Dick said, it has expanded into some sponsorships, such as last night's State of the Texas Springs documentary, which was previewed. And since Shell Oil Company is based here in Texas, it's a pleasure for us to be part of so many conservation projects in the state, such as the one in Port Arthur. And by the way, we have a pretty large presence there in Port Arthur, so we're particularly proud of that. I thank you for being here, and Shell is very proud to be partnered with such fine organizations as the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation and the National Parks and Wildlife Foundation, to help protect Texas environment and to help preserve the Gulf Coast. So thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, each year the Southeastern Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies, which is an organization of 27 southeastern states, recognizes a game warden from each of the member states as Officer of the Year. Texas Officer of the Year for 2006, you met earlier today, is Gary Barnes, who graduated from the 36th Texas Game Warden Academy on May the 21st of 1982. His first duty station was in Corsicana, Navarro County, where he worked the river bottoms of the Trinity River, Richland Creek, and Chambers Creek for deer poaching activity before it came under the state's major water reservoirs called Richland-Chambers Reservoir. In 1984, Gary transferred to Hutchinson County, where he still works today as a game warden 6. During his tenure, he worked side-by-side with a handful of his fellow Texas game wardens in the controversial Canadian River land dispute between folks who were using the river and the landowners along the river banks. With a positive and willing attitude, Gary helped calm both the landowners and the river users, working both sides of the problem, helping keep violations and vandalism to a minimum. Gary has always been one of those folks who volunteers for any special operation. During Operation Broadhead in East Texas, he helped stop the running of deer with dogs. Recently, he was part of a special border operation. Including Operation Pescador in Zapata and Laredo areas, and Operation Del Rio. He has worked with Homeland Security and was a member of the Texas Game Warden Hurricane Katrina Rescue Team. In 2004 and 2005, Gary volunteered to work undercover with the Texas Game Warden Special Operations Unit. During Operation Headhunter, Gary was able to infiltrate an illegal deer poaching ring where he and the unit were successful in obtaining numerous felony and Class A misdemeanor convictions, which ultimately placed one violator in prison. During the same time, the Five States Game Warden Association, which include Texas, Colorado, New Mexico, Kansas, and Oklahoma, was celebrating their 35th anniversary, and Gary was their president. It is with actions and results like these that give me great pleasure in recognizing Game Warden Gary T. Blackie Barnes as the 2006 Texas Officer of the Year for the Southeastern Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies. Gary?
Right here just a minute. I won't
tell you all about this nickname Blackie. Gary was nicknamed Blackie in front of a group of his warden peers, so they know what was said. He was nicknamed Blackie by his young son. His son told the wardens that his dad was just like old Blackie, their cat. He's always coming in late, dirty, and scratched up.
And that's the fact.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob, and congratulations to all our service award winners, and special thanks to our friends at Shell for the great work they're doing.